back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is Monday morning time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Good morning, Andy, to you and your listeners. Nice to be here.
Thanks so much. It's always good to get to chat with you about important issues for our listeners and important things that we need to consider in society today. As Christians, looking out at the rest of society and with a worldview, you always bring up good topics. What do you have for us today?
Well, the topics I tend to bring up are sometimes that cause a lot of heartburn for people, or they say, I can't believe this is going on in our society today. But all you have to do is look around the corner, and we sure have an understanding of what original sin has done to our whole body and soul. It is corrupted, and we are fallible people, and Satan is roaming about seeking whom he may devour and tempting us to get into areas that we probably shouldn't be doing. That doesn't mean in the one sense that we have to be concerned that, well, medical technology is always bad. No, we have three doctors in my family. I taught in medicine. There are wonderful blessings that God has given us through medical technology. But just like the Tower of Babel, when you compare it to Noah and building the ark, both were very good technologies, excellent technologies. However, one was according to God's will, and he listened and he did by faith what he should have done. And that's, of course, recorded in Hebrews 11. And then we have the city and the Tower of Babel in Genesis. And that, of course, is an abuse of technology for self-gratification, for idolatry, to gain a name for themselves, so that we certainly have I think good examples in the scriptures of how medical technology, biomedical technology, can be abused. So what I want to do this morning is to just mention a few things that are happening that I read in a couple health science magazines. One's called Nature, one's called Science, and then newspapers I collect and other articles through some of the other gatekeepers of society like Time, Newsweek, and so forth, and to try and stay up on this. And the stuff I miss, I usually have students or someone else get a hold of me, and then they share their information. So I want to kind of go through a few things here, and maybe if we don't have time this morning, maybe the next session, sure, on Monday morning, we could discuss some of these. Well, first of all, out of the journal Science, there's a thing called there's an article on good genes. And it's all rather inexpensive now to have your whole human genome mapped. Now, that what that means is we have 6 feet of genetic material in each nucleus of each body cell, like a skin cell. There's 6 feet. God put it there. This goes back to Psalm 139:16, where we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And so 6 feet, that's a lot. Now, of course, it's very, very thin, and you need a special microscope to see it. But people are using this to identify certain genetic disorders. There are about 4,000 or more genetic disorders that have been identified. Very few can be treated. Some can be treated. But unfortunately, some of this leads to areas where embryos that have been fertilized, so I call them embryonic human beings, have been fertilized, cells are taken out, and then the determination is made, does this particular embryonic human have a genetic disorder that you would want to carry this child in the womb for 9 months or have it disposed? And unfortunately, much of these human beings in embryonic form disposed of. So what's happening here with this particular article is it's easy to access your DNA test. So my point here is that it seems that our identity as Christian Lutherans now is being pushed towards us that it's all about genes. So here's just one article. They want to personalize your genetic code. So I suspect in the future you will have, like on a driver's license, you'll have a barcode, and that barcode will be your human genome. When will that happen? I don't know, Andy. Probably, I think in 10 years, maybe less, we might have it, but it will happen. And much like you go into a grocery store with your credit card, it has all the identification information on it. So that's just one article, and this is just how to determine what you and your children have genetically. There's another one that comes out. It's called Gather and Use Genetic Data in Healthcare, and this is showing how different genetic sequences can be used to determine what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, what vitamins you should take. So everything, once again, is coming down almost to your genes. And and so that the identity, once again, is genetics. And here we say, as Christian Lutherans, our identity is in Christ through water, word, and faith. So we want to talk about, we want this disconnect from identity in genes to identity in Christ. It sounds all very simple, but yet it is very complex for a society who is looking for a quick fix. And a quick fix for most people now is coming through the genetic code. How can we manipulate the genetic code to make you a better person, a smarter person, and so forth and so on? That leads to another article that has just come out. And this one talks about, can Down syndrome be treated? Already, Down syndrome based is coming from a what's called a three chromosomes on the 21st. There should be just two. Mm-hmm. And sometimes during the reproductive cycle, either sperm or egg, an extra chromosome on the 21st one stays behind. There should be only one from the male and one from the female. Unfortunately, one stays behind, so that gives three, and that is the result of Down syndrome. And that can cause many physical issues, like cleft palate. It has things to do with the digestive system, things to do with learning ability, and so forth. And the problem, of course, the major issue here is the elective abortion issue. It used to be 1 in 800 with Downs, and now it's down to about 1 in 500 due to elective abortion. This particular article, however, from the journal Science is quite good, is that they are starting to treat people with Downs shortly after, I would say, in their early adolescence with certain pharmacological agents to help increase their memory, give them more cognitive ability, more assurance, I guess self-assurance, in the sense of to target things in their blood that are lacking due to Down syndrome to give them a healthier life. So this is a treatment. This isn't trying to enhance somebody. This is a treatment. But once again, it is helping out those who God has gifted to parents with specific Down syndrome. And I guess the last one, many people have forgotten about stem cell therapy. Right now, the adult stem cell therapy, apart from bone marrow transplantation that is used for patients with leukemia, they have tried this with heart patients that have various heart diseases, where they take the bone marrow cells out of a person, and those are taken, just as a point of information, either from the sternum, the chest bone, or the top of your hip, called the iliac crest. They clean those up, and then they put those back in to fight certain areas of heart muscle cells that are not working very well. And this particular adult stem cell therapy, that's a tough one to say, Andy. I got to get that one right. Stem cell therapy is really not working well. It's not working well. Hmm. Others are working well, especially with the bone marrow transplantations for leukemia patients. So these are just a few that it just keeps coming. And right now over in France, they think successfully cloned an extinct comeback goat, mountain goat, that is extinct. And it actually in 2000, it became extinct. And so they're hoping through cloning. So cloning now is coming back in terms of extinction. And that gets into other areas we could discuss later. So those are just other areas, not even getting into the whole area of reproductive issues that are ongoing out there in the area of science and technology.
I think in all of these, the interesting thing that comes up is that, especially in genes and research of genes and genetics, is that there are things that can be good that come out of this, and there are dangerous things that can come out of this, especially looking at this in a Christian worldview.
Yes, and I think I don't have really major biblical or theological or pastoral concerns if someone wants to find out through genetic testing if they are predisposed to certain genetic disorders. One has to be aware that just because you're predisposed to that or there's an indication of that, there could be false positives, and secondarily, it could mean that you would not get it. Many women, and I have to be careful on my quantitation of this, some women now that have been tested for breast cancer 1 and 2 have gone through both bilateral radical mastectomies, and especially famous people like actresses have done this, and then everybody says, well, this is just fine. So we have to be very cautious and careful as to the motive that drives our intention behind this, because it does get into the issue of creation. It does get into, are we doing this so that we can treat issues down the road? Or are we doing this so we're seeking a more perfect union between our body and the rest of society? Because society thinks it's just fine.
It's, I think it's that old Adam at work in us. We just want to, we want to play God, just as we see in Genesis.
Well, I'm glad you brought that one up. But that, yeah, well, you're right in Genesis. I mean, this is the whole story in Genesis 3, Genesis 3, verse 5, where the serpent says to Eve, you know, let's face it, if you eat this, did God really say your eyes would be open and you would be like God? And the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew, says God. So there you have the first case of trying to usurp the power of God. And of course, they did not succeed in doing that. The first thing they recognized was their nakedness. So usurping God's power, in spite of what people perceive, is not something that fallible man, I perceive, will ever be able to do, even in spite of what they think they can do.
Well, that wraps up our time for this Monday morning, but you brought up a bunch of great topics, and I look forward to talking more about them in the coming weeks.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
More His Time coming up right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News.